would have been better off going out to a movie instead of staying in and watching the Bears yesterday. Mm. This movie that topped the box office, Dean, I've never heard of it.
Horror movie. You know, it's actually didn't even screen for the critics. The Nun, as in, you know, sisterhood kind of nun. The Nun 2 was the name of it. It is a sequel to a movie that conjures up, you know, the spiritual. And, you know, we're getting into that time of year when the horror movies are going to start taking over. Anyway, it made $32 million over the weekend, a surprise hit. Nobody expected it to do that well. It easily beat Equalizer 3, and which came in number 2. The Denzel Washington movie, My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3, came in at the number 3 spot. And there was a Hindi action movie called Jawan, which was the number 4 movie of the weekend. And Barbie's still hanging in there, the number 5 movie of the weekend.
Ed Sheeran had to cancel a Las Vegas show. Is he okay? What's going on there?
Yeah, he's perfectly fine. But the way that this whole thing came down left a lot of fans pretty unhappy. He was supposed to do a concert in Las Vegas over the weekend. Fans had already started coming to the Allegiant Stadium there. The people were already in the stands getting ready for the show. And then they made the announcement that the show had been canceled. There were some problems with the stage setup, you know, the stages that move around, and, you know, they're the choreography of the set, basically. There was a problem with it, and they were afraid that it might be dangerous. So they decided to cancel last night's show, probably a smart move given safety issues. But, you know, the fans were not so happy. We're already seated.
Yeah, I'll bet.
They have rescheduled that show for October 28th. People can get refunds if that's what they would rather do.
Let's get to the celebrity apology of the day.
Yeah, this comes from Ashton Kutcher and his wife, Mila Kunis. They wrote letters for Danny Masterson, their former That 70s Show co-star. He's the one that was convicted late last week of 2 counts of rape. The Kutchers were approached by the Masterson family asking them to write a character letter, you know, that would go to the judge that they thought might give him some leniency when the sentencing came down for all of this. So they wrote that Danny Masterson was an outstanding role model and friend who treated people with decency, equality, and generosity. Well, once word of this got out, you know, people were all over Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis for, you know, essentially endorsing somebody who had just been convicted of 2 counts of rape. The couple then went on Instagram and said that their letters were not intended to undermine the victims or to re-traumatize them. They added, "We support victims." Masterson, at the end of the day, was sentenced to 30 years to life in prison. So, you know, that was the bottom line of the sentencing.
Let's talk about this Disney box set that's coming out. Sounds like a pretty incredible collection.
Yeah, pretty incredible collection. If you're interested in having 100 Disney animated movies as part of your libraries, they announced that they're going to be putting out what they're calling the Disney Legacy Animated Film Collection. 100 animated Disney films that'll be on Blu-ray and also available with digital codes. And some of these films are pretty amazing. I mean, they are some of the Disney classics, going back to Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, Cinderella, Pinocchio, Fantasia, Dumbo, Bambi. So, I mean, lots and lots of the super early ones, going into Lady and the Tramp and Beauty and the Beast and Aladdin and even Pixar movies like Toy Story and WALL-E. Frozen is part of it all. The Star Wars movie, which Disney now owns, not included. The live-action movies, which Disney owns, not included. But this collection will go on sale, will actually come out on November 14th. Pre-sale at Walmart will begin next Monday. And the price of this 100 movie Blu-ray set, basically, is $1,500, which is also what I estimated it'll cost for me to see if my Blu-ray player even still works.
Yeah, I thought people weren't buying DVDs. I thought they weren't even making them anymore.
Maybe that's why they're, you know, like trying to get rid of all these DVDs, because nobody wants them anymore. Everybody is streaming now.
Yeah.
But I think there are a lot of people that just want to have these movies in their collection. Mm-hmm. You know, you got them in your collection, whether you ever watch them or not, is another thing. I have a million DVDs in my basement that I haven't touched in decades.
Yeah, we all do.
But that's what it's going to be. So good luck. You know, while you're at Walmart, see if they still sell Blu-ray players there. I don't even know if they still sell those things.
Yeah, I mean, unless they put some special features or director's commentary on the DVDs, yeah. you can get everything on the stream.
Everything's on the stream right now. I don't know if it's going to have all the extra, you know, like the stuff we used to get, all the extras that you used to get on DVDs,
yeah,
and Blu-rays, all the extra added material. I don't know if it's going to be there or not. They make great coasters. I do know that.
That's good to know. Dean Richards Entertainment Report continues. We have a celebrity marriage to report,
yes,
don't we?
We do. Captain America now is a married man. Chris Evans tied the knot with Portuguese actress Alba Baptista. They exchanged vows at a ceremony at their Boston area home over the weekend. She is currently starring in Netflix's Warrior Nun series. She is 16 years younger than the Captain America star. And this is kind of interesting. You know, some of the guest list, it was like a sort of an Avengers reunion at this wedding. I would have loved to have been at the reception. With the, you know, the mighty Thor there ordering a drink with his in costume, you know, and ready to go. Chris Hemsworth was there. Robert Downey Jr., Iron Man, was there. Jeremy Renner was there. Lots of the Avengers people. The couple have been going together reportedly for a couple of years now.
Yeah. I wonder if they thought of having the dinner at that place out here in the suburbs. We have one where you eat with your hands.
Oh, Medieval Times?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It
would have been perfect.
Spike Lee was honored at the Toronto Film Festival last night, and he had some nice things to say about Roger Ebert, didn't he?
He sure did. This is normally I go to the Toronto Film Festival because there's lots of movies to see, lots of interviews to do, but because of the writers and the actors strike going on, virtually no actors are participating this year, as they are not participating in any promotion of any of their movies right now. But the Toronto International Film Festival, TIFF as it is called, is normally where they begin to roll out what will be the big Academy Award movies of the year, and there have been lots of them. Last night, though, they handed out some awards, some sort of career achievement kind of awards, and Spike Lee was presented with the Ebert Director Award, which is named for our longtime pal, the late Chicago film critic Roger Ebert. In Spike Lee's acceptance speech, he, you know, thanked Roger Ebert specifically and was especially honored to be getting an award which is named after Roger Ebert, because he said that it was Ebert, among just a handful of critics at the time, that supported his movie Do the Right Thing. A lot of critics were saying that this movie would incite people to riot. And, you know, it's the destruction of America. But, you know, if you go see this movie. And Spike remembered how in 1989 Roger supported the film and supported him. And we dug up an old clip from the old Siskel and Ebert at the movie show where Gene and Roger were talking about the movie.
The name of the movie is Do the Right Thing, and when it had its premiere at the Cannes Film Festival in France, there was an immediate storm of reaction. Some people saying the film was a call to racial violence, others saying it was one of the most fair-minded and honest films ever made about race in America. I was a member of the second group. I think this is a great film. When I saw Do the Right Thing for the first time, I was blown away. I mean, I can't remember a film that has had a greater emotional impact on me because it told me exactly the way things are in this country, and it's not good and it's not happy, but it's truthful and it's honest, and that's something that takes a great director to do, and that's what he did.
Just nice. Great to hear Roger's voice, the man who taught us all how to be movie critics, the great Roger Ebert, remembering Spike Lee.
I miss those guys all the time, and the thing with Ebert and Siskel that was always great is when they would kind of get diverted to another topic, because of course they had great opinions on everything, and you could just imagine, especially Gene, talking about the Bears today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they were right. Fun.
Well, those guys were hilarious, or they would go on Johnny Carson and just basically attack each other.
Right.
they were truly the greatest, and it's no exaggeration when I say, you know, that they taught all of the rest of us how to be movie critics. They defined the art of critical analysis for a movie. I hate to sound too academic about all of this, but they really defined how this should be done. That still holds true today.
Yeah, and they did it while being wildly entertaining.
Wildly entertaining. Although, on social media, I wonder how they would react. Roger did kind of get involved a little bit with social media. Gene passed away, really, before it all happened. But I often wonder how they would deal with, everybody constantly responding and commenting and to their comments. I saw somebody doing a movie review over the weekend, and their whole deal was that she had most of her blouse unbuttoned, revealing quite a bit. And what would Roger, I think of this all the time, what would Roger say about this?
Plenty.
What would Roger think? Right.
Thanks, Dean.